Brought to you by DK Audio.
DK Audio presents Beasts of the Ancient World, a kid's guide to mythical creatures, from the Sphinx to the Minotaur, dragons to Baku, by Marcella Ward. Read by Gisela O'Harka. Living Among Beasts. The most common type of story told about monsters goes like this. A brave human hero tracks down a monster who has been frightening other less powerful humans. The human defeats the monster, usually by killing it, though sometimes by scaring it away so that it never comes back. The other humans celebrate their hero for this feat. But stories are not always so well behaved. The brave human will sometimes decide not to kill the monster. They will see that they were wrong to have thought that the monster was fierce and cruel. The human will learn that their behaviour needed to change. Defeating monsters in these stories means much more than cutting off their 100 heads with a sword or shooting them through the heart with a burning arrow. It means learning to work together and to help each other to conquer things we could not conquer alone. It means recognising when something is dishonest or unfair and speaking out against it. It means being kind to the earth and treating the natural world as our friend and not as something we can use for our own benefit. It means understanding that difference is not something to be scared of, that sometimes the best thing to do is to learn from those who live very different lives to our own, that we shouldn't call someone a monster until we understand their whole story. The stories about monsters in this book come from all over the ancient world. I have pieced them together from scraps of stories told to me by other people, or stories that I found in old books, or on fragments of pottery or papyrus in dusty libraries. There are other, more recent stories about monsters that I have not told in this book. You see, the word monster has a dangerous history. It has been a label that has sometimes been used to insult certain groups of people. When European colonisers first went to the African continent, and to the places that became the Americas, for instance, they said that they had found monsters there. They spread lies about how the people there had three eyes instead of two, or ate their food through the tops of their heads, or walked on their hands. The stories they told were not true, but there was a particular purpose to telling them. The colonisers wanted to take these people's lands and resources for themselves, and calling these people monsters instead of humans meant that they could treat them as less than human. It also meant that it was easy to argue that these people should be defeated, like the mythical beasts in ancient stories. By telling these ancient stories again, we can unravel this history. We can stop these dangerous uses of the word monster in its tracks and read the stories in different ways. We can read them as proof that all humans, whatever shapes their bodies have, and however their own unique bodies work, are equal. And as proof that being cruel to others is never the solution to being afraid. These stories remind us that things are never really as simple as brave human defeats monster. Far more often than they show us, brave humans defeating monsters, these ancient tales show us even braver humans learning to live among them. A world of creatures. From terrifying demons to kind, friendly unicorns, mythical beasts are found in stories from all over the ancient world. People told these stories around fires, at the dinner table, and at bedtime, from ancient Greece to ancient China, and from the Caribbean to what is now New Zealand. Sometimes, ancient storytellers were inspired by real-life animals that they saw in the world around them. The mythical creatures in these stories moved around the whole world as migration, colonialism, trade, travel, wars, and friendships.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?